Here's a question about ISIL. What do I think the U.S. should do about ISIS, ISIL, whatever? I think we should crush them, annihilate them, make them disappear from the face of the earth. I think we should use the full might of the American military to destroy them, to destroy their supporters. I've argued this from day one. I argued this after 9/11. As long as Iran and Saudi Arabia are allowed to continue to fund terrorism, to fund the ideology of Islamic totalitarianism, to promote it, to support it, to arm it, to extend it, this will continue. You know, we've diminished the role of Al-Qaeda, but ISIS rose up. Where did ISIS get its funding? For Saudi Arabia, who wanted to get rid of Assad in Syria and viewed this. And then ISIS got out of control for the Saudis. So now they oppose ISIS, but ISIS is their creation. It's a creation of the Wahhabi view of Islam. It's a creation of the Muslim Brotherhood view of Islam. And as long as we, America, support their view of Islam, support the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, support the Saudi Arabians, there is no hope. We have to crush this ideology. We have to crush their representatives. And their representatives are superficially at ISIS, but really, they're in Saudi Arabia and they're Iran. And if you crush Saudi Arabia and Iran, if you'd stop them, whether by threats or by military force, from supporting, funding, arming, and providing intellectual and spiritual ammunition to these groups, not only would ISIS collapse, but Boko Haram in Nigeria would collapse and Al-Shabaab in Sudan would collapse. Now, whole Islamist phenomena would go away if you dealt with these two countries. And why do I think the United States should do this? I've said this before. The only time you should use the U.S. military is when U.S. lives, American lives and property is at stake. ISIS clearly is threatening to U.S. lives, and the more powerful it gets, the more it will threaten U.S. lives. This is true of the entire Islamic totalitarian ideology. It is threatening to our life. They hate us. They want to kill us. They've said so. They've done it in 9/11. They've done it many times since in different guises. They've done it really consistently, thoroughly, systematically since November 4th, 1979, when the U.S. Embassy was attacked in Tehran, by the way, an act of war. Americans have been killed all over the world. They will continue to be killed all over the world as long as this ideology and those that support this ideology, the governments that support this ideology, are allowed to continue. We must stop them. It is an issue of American self-defense, and it wouldn't be that hard to stop them, and it wouldn't cost that much money to stop them, and it wouldn't involve that much risk to American lives to stop them if we fought the wars properly.